to help people be happy, retired and single, because a lot of suggestions about how to live and in the second part of your life are for couples.
Yes, the retirement industry until fairly recently didn't know that singles existed, because all of the literature that you see all features couples, all amazingly good-looking couples.
Oh, I know, walking along the beach in lovely white pants, yeah, holding hands. Yeah.
Precisely, yeah. All that stuff. So I think single people had every right to feel that they didn't exist, and certainly their issues were being largely ignored. So I'd published a few books about retirement, which were probably more couple focused, and there was clearly a need. So I spoke to a number of people who were involved in various aspects around singles and retirement, and published a book, which, because retirement for singles is quite different than what it is for couples, and I thought it was only reasonable that someone should put some of this information out there to give people some guidance. My books are more about the lifestyle issues than financial issues. There's thousands of people who can tell singles and couples about their money, but money is only one part of successful retirement.
And I suppose for a lot of people, they assumed that they'd retire in a relationship and then they haven't, due to divorce or death of a spouse. So it can be, it can come as something that's unexpected and not planned for as well.
Look, very much so. That was my story. That, frankly, was part of the reason that I got into publishing books about retirement. I was expecting to be retired with my first wife, and but you know, my situation is extremely common. Partners can be so inconsiderate to up and die at just the wrong time. But a lot of people find themselves in this position because singles really come in all forms. There's the never married, the people who are single by choice, divorce and death. And at some stage, we're all single.
That's right. So what do you think in terms of things people can do to make their retirement alone fulfilling and enjoyable, and get around this sort of singleism that goes against them, just like, say, you know, sexism or racism that they encounter in retirement just as much as others do in their life?
Look, like everything in life, there's positives and there's negatives. Being single in retirement has some negatives, but it also has a lot of positives. Freedom being the obvious one, and not having to compromise. So you can do what you want, when you want, go wherever you want to go, and you don't need anybody's permission or agreement. Mm. That's a huge plus. But on the other side, you obviously have to take responsibility for your own life. But the success in retirement, whether you're single or you're part of a couple, is to basically give it some thought. Think about more than the money, because the money is only one part of it, and it does require some planning. And if you're single, it probably requires a bit more planning, because you're responsible for your entire life.
And it costs more. Yeah. As you said, there's a financial disadvantage.
Definitely a financial disadvantage. But as I said, you know, that's one of the disadvantages. There are other advantages.
Yeah.
And you can live the sort of life that you want to live. But you've got to organise yourself so that you can do it properly, because really what we're all about, whether we're single or we're part of a couple, is to be happy at probably at all of your life, but certainly at this stage of your life, people expect that they're going to be happy and relaxed and retired. Doesn't things work out. But, you know, being happy for most intelligent people is what the main game is about. Mm.
Yeah, and keeping up connections with community is a big thing that you stress.
Essential, you know, to have a successful retirement, you've got to be involved with life, you've got to be involved with your community, you've got to have good relationships with the people who are important to you, whether you're single or part of a couple, it doesn't matter. Those relationships are still important. And, you know, you've got to get out there and live life and don't just think about the money.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Paul. Terrific to have you join this conversation.
Pleasure.
Good on you. Paul McEwen, he's publisher of How to Be Happy, Retired and Single, just from one perspective. And I've got lots of calls coming in, which I'll go to in just a moment. But Bella DiPaolo is with us from the US. She's done a TED Talk on being single, and she's done some intensive research on this as well. Bella, and also with me is